Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you. Lord, we thank you for an opportunity to hear your word. It's always refreshing, the word of God. It refreshes us. Hallelujah. And Lord, we know that you've got a word in season. The Bible says a word fitly spoken is like apples of gold in pictures of silver. And Lord, we know the entrance of your word always brings light. And so let it be this morning, and glorify yourself in the message of the Lord. Give you all praise and glory. In Jesus' name, amen. Can I get everybody to say amen?
Amen.
Praise God. Hallelujah. Now this morning, the ascent of water. I'm going to talk for a few minutes. I've touched on this before, but I'm going to talk a little bit about that for just a little bit here. And I'm starting at Job chapter 14, the ascent of water, is what I'm preaching about today. Job chapter 14 and verse 7. For there is hope of a tree, if it be cut down, that it will sprout again, and that the tender branch thereof will not cease. And though the root thereof wax old in the earth, and the stalk thereof die in the ground, yet through the scent of water, hallelujah, it will bud again, and it will bring forth boughs like a plant. You know, so some of you may feel dry in here. You may feel like an owl or a pelican in the night. You know, as the psalmist said, you know, your soul may be dry. Things may be cut down in your life. But, you know, there is going to be a scent of water through this message this morning to bring something, you know, that was cut down, that's going to bring that life back in your life. Amen. Praise God. So that's what we're going to be talking about for just a few minutes. You know, so I want you to pay attention. You know, the scent of water. You know, this scripture we just read, he said, look, even though a tree be cut down, there is always hope. You know, even though the root is waxing old in the ground, there is hope that through the scent of water, when you bring water back into that situation, there is hope that it will bud again. Amen. Praise God. So there's always hope, you know. And I got good news here today. Isaiah chapter 44. And I'm going to read verse 3. I'm going to say, just read a few scriptures here, and then I'm going to say something that the Lord wants me to say here this morning. Isaiah chapter 44 and verse 3. The Lord says, for every one of you that is thirsty, for every one of you that feels dry, he said, I will pour water upon him that is thirsty, and floods upon the dry ground. And I will pour my spirit upon thy seed, and my blessing upon thy offering. Hallelujah. And they shall spring up, hallelujah, as among the grass. Oh, blessed be the name of the Lord. As willows by the water courses. So that's what the Lord is going to do. He's going to bring a refreshing. Hallelujah. He's going to bring refreshing again. You know, even though something looks dry and looks like, you know, it cut down, you know, there's going to be a lifting up. Hallelujah. If you believe that, you can say amen. Thank you, Jesus. Now, let me read what the psalmist has to say about, you know, when you're going through various things in your life. A situation looks so gloomy and so forth. We go through this all the time. And me especially, as a pastor, you know, I have to do it. This week I was dealing with four different things at the same time, from four various families, you know, and so on and so forth, you know, and, you know, there's all kinds of things going on, you know. But, you know, listen to this. In the book of Psalms, chapter 42, and I'm going to read from verse 2. My soul thirsteth for God. You know, so he's thirsty. You know, he wants God. You know, I mean, he's just like, he's dried out, basically. You know, my soul thirsteth for God, for the living God. When shall I come, you know, and appear, you know, before God? My tears have been my meat day and night. You know, I mean, perhaps you're going through things that made you to cry. Perhaps you'll be going through things that, you know, whether night or day, your tears are just continually with you and so forth. And the enemy says unto you, where is your God? You know, and then he said, well, when I remember these things, I pour out my soul in me. And I had gone with a multitude, you know, I went with the house of God, you know, and so forth like that. You know, I went with the voice of joy and praise, the multitude that kept holy day. You know, so, you know, you come to the house of God sometimes, you know. You go in there, but there is a burden, there is pain, and there is hurt in your soul. You know, even though you come with a multitude to the house of God, you know, that's what the psalmist says. Look, I went with them and so forth, but inside me, my soul was tearing up. There were tears in my eyes. You know, my tears were my meat all day long. I was like a pelican, an owl in the night. You know, hallelujah. But he said, I cried unto the Lord with my voice, and he heard me out of his holy hill. But listen to how he encouraged himself. He said, why art thou cast down, O my soul? Psalm 42 and verse 5. Why art thou disquieted within me? And he said, he spoke to his own soul. He said, hope thou in God. Hallelujah, somebody. For I shall yet praise him for the help of his countenance. Hallelujah. So when your soul is down, when you come into the house of God and you see people shouting for joy, and you want to shout, but you know, you go through the motions, but you can't, because you got burdens, and you got things that are eating you up and keep you up at night, and you lay down on your face, you crying and so forth like that. Well, I want to tell you this, you know, through the scent of water. Yes. Hallelujah. Yes. Praise God. And God has given me permission to say this morning, you know, there is going to be a scent of water. Hallelujah. That's going to come upon that which is come down in your life. Praise God. And God is going to bring a refreshing. God is going to bring a renewing. And God will bring total recovery. Hallelujah, somebody. Hallelujah, somebody. Blessed be the name of the Lord Jesus. In the book of Micah, chapter 7 and verse 8, the prophet said, look, rejoice not against me, O my enemy. Hallelujah. Because when I fall down, I will arise. Amen. Is there anybody here that is, you know, that is cast down a little bit today? Because the Bible says we are buffeted on every side. You know, even the enemy knock us down, but we don't stay down for the count. Hallelujah, somebody. If you don't think I have my fair share of knockdowns and so forth, you know, then you don't know anything at all, you know. But I never stay down for the count. Blessed be the name of the Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. In fact, more often than not, you know, he may knock me, but I don't even get to the canvas. Praise God. You know, he may chip shot me and so forth, but I bounce right back in the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Praise God. And through my God, I run through troops. By my God, I leap over walls. Hallelujah, somebody. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. And I know, and he said, look, when I sit in darkness, the Lord will be a light unto me.
Yes.
Hallelujah. So those hours, those night hours that you feel like the owl, that you feel like the pelican, that you feel forsaken, you know, when your soul feels withered like the grass, this is for you here this morning.
Amen.
There is hope that though a tree be cut down, yet through the scent of water, it will bud again. Can you say praise ye the name of the Lord? Can you say praise ye the name of the Lord? In the book of Proverbs, chapter 24 and verse 16, he said, the just man, the righteous, he falls seven times, but every time he rises up again. Hallelujah, somebody. No matter how many times the enemy knocks you down, cheap shot you and so forth like that, you know, you keep getting up. Praise God. Because there is hope of victory in the name of the Lord Jesus. You know, and the Lord, I said this before, and I all like to say it all the time, the Lord is in your corner. And I am in your corner. And we both are saying, get up! Praise God! Get up! The fight is not over. The devil may win one round, but we're going 15 rounds. Amen? Well, you know, in fact, you know, if you listen to this message, the devil won't win any round at all. Amen! Praise the Lord! You know, praise God. Because you bounce back right in the middle of the round. You know, hallelujah. My goodness. And I guarantee you, one of these days, we're going to sucker punch that old devil. Amen. The Bible says, and they kicked him out of heaven. And I was found his place no more. there. Praise God. And then there was joy, and they said, now is salvation and glory and honor. Hallelujah. Because the accuser of our brethren is cast down. My goodness. Praise God. But we begin to do that every day in our lives. We don't even need to wait till the big one. You know, every day in your life, you know, when the enemy accuses you, when the enemy comes and say, where is your God? You know, and you say, you know, you need to turn around, turn to your soul. I say, look, you know, my soul, why are thou cast down? You know, I know things are whatever, going whichever way, but I know through the scent of water, hallelujah, that which is cut down, you know, shall spring forth again. The book of Psalm 30, I'm going to read verse 5 and verses 10 through 12. Psalm 30 says that, look, you know, and you've heard me quote this so many times, no matter what you are going through. He says, you know, his anger endurable for a season. In his favor is life. Weeping may endure for a night. Hallelujah. But joy is coming in the morning. Can I get somebody to say, joy is coming in the morning? So you may be going through some nighttime, you know, and various times we go through different times of the night and so forth. Sometimes the night, even in the seasons, in nature teaches us that too. You know, sometimes we have longer days, sometimes we have longer nights. That means there are cycles in life. You know, sometimes the sun will shine longer, and sometimes the night will, you know, be longer. Even in natural seasons, we know that. You know, it teaches us the same thing, you know. There'll be cycles of joy in your life, and there'll be cycles of trials and so forth like that, you know, and so forth. But no matter how dark the night is, the night cannot last forever. Amen! Praise God! At some point in time, that day must break. Hallelujah! Nature teaches us that. So hang on, there is hope. Listen to verse 10. Hear, O Lord, and have mercy upon me. This is Psalm 30 and verse 10. Lord, have mercy upon me. Be thou my helper. For thou hast turned me, for me, my mourning into dancing. Can I get somebody to say hallelujah? God will take that which is dead in your life, bring it back again. God will take that which is cut down and bring a lifting up again. God will take the mourning and the sadness in your life. He will turn it into dancing. Hallelujah. Praise God. Therefore shall the ransom of the Lord return unto Mount Zion. My goodness. And everlasting joy shall be upon their heads. They shall obtain gladness and joy, and sorrow and mourning, oh, shall flee away. Isaiah 35, and he'll tell you that. And listen to this as we continue to read this Psalm 30, verse 11. He said, turn my mourning into dancing, and thou hast put off my sackcloth. The Lord will do that for you. Even if you cannot come up with the strength to do it yourself, the Lord will get in there. You know, if you don't give up, he'll get in there. He'll take that sackcloth off, and he will put upon you gladness and joy. Hallelujah. To the end that my glory may sing praise unto thee, and not be silent. I won't be silent. I'm going to praise the name of the Lord. Oh Lord my God, I will give thanks unto thee forever and ever. Blessed be the name of Jesus. Listen to this also in Isaiah chapter 61 and verse 3. The Lord says he's going to take your ashes, and he's going to trade you beauty instead of ashes. Hallelujah, somebody. If you believe that, you can say amen. Amen. Beauty for ashes. The oil of joy for mourning and so forth like that. The garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness. The Lord will do that, you know. So if you're going through heaviness, you're going through seasons of, you know, of sadness, even though you come to joy church with those that shout the victory and so forth, you know, but, you know, you're going through stuff. Listen to what he said. You know, to appoint unto them that mourn in Zion, Isaiah 61 and 3. To give to them beauty for ashes. This is what God wants you to trade. He said, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden. You know, trade your sorrow and your grief, and take my burden. Hallelujah. Take my yoke, because it's easy. You know, trade your ashes, and I'll give you beauty instead. I'll give you the oil of joy for mourning. I'll give you the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness. Hallelujah. And this is the reason why he would do it. So that you might be called trees of righteousness. The planting of the Lord. So that he might be glorified. And at the end of the day, the Lord will be glorified. Blessed be the name of Jesus. And here's the promise that he gave me. See, hallelujah. You know, right here at GMI Church, by the Spirit of the living God, we shall build the old waste places. And we shall raise up, hallelujah, the former desolations. Hallelujah. And we'll build even cities and things that are wasted in your life. God is going to renew them. Hallelujah. Praise God. And you are going to be called ministers of the Lord, the priest of our God, and so on and so forth. And he even said that, you know, repairer of the breach. That's what we're going to be in Isaiah chapter 58. We're going to be restorer of paths to dwell in. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Isaiah 58 and verse 12 says that we will be, you know, listen to this. They that shall be of thee shall build the old waste places. They shall raise up. That's the second time it's talking about raising, you know, the foundation of many generations. And thou shalt be called the repairer of the breach, the restorer of paths to dwelling. Can you say amen to that? Hallelujah. There is one path that I want to talk to you about today. You know, there is a path which no fowl of the air knoweth. But there is a path, you know, that comes straight from God. You know, it's flowing with streams of joy. The Bible says, in fact, the house of God, the stream, there is a stream, the rivers thereof shall make glad the house of God. There is a path that leads straight, you know, to the very heart of God. You know, the Bible says that God is near to the contrite in spirit. He is near to even the brokenhearted. Hallelujah. That's what he does best. You know, when you close, when you're brokenhearted, you call upon the Lord. He's closer than your breath. Amen? Amen? Amen, somebody? The Lord is right there, and he will do great things for you. I mean, let's not, you know, give up just because things look down right now. Let's not give up. Here's what he says again in Isaiah chapter 40 and verse 4. He says, every valley shall be exalted. I mean, that's the things that are down in your life. They shall be raised up again. That's what it means. Things that are cut down to the valley, they shall be raised up again. The crooked shall be made straight. Blessed be the name of the Lord Jesus. Now, there are some things that the devil has cut down. Cut down your joy. Cut down, you know, things and make things crooked. You know, he's that crooked serpent. You know that? You know, he makes things crooked and so forth. But the Lord is going to make things straight. Hallelujah. And the lines shall fall unto you in pleasant places. In Jesus' mighty name. Hallelujah. So the things, the crooked places and so forth, even in Isaiah 42 and verse 16, he says, I make the crooked places to be straight. Hallelujah. So everything that devil has tried to cut down, that he has tried to make crooked in your life, the Lord said, I will make it straight. And I will bring the blind by a way that they know not. And I will lead them in the paths that they have not known. This is that path that I'm talking about. I will make darkness even light before them. And crooked things I will make straight. These things will I do for you, saith the Lord. And I will not forsake you. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name. Put your hands together for the Lord Jesus Christ. These are the things that the Lord will do for us. And he will not forsake us. In the book of Job, chapter 22. And I love this text. Hallelujah. He said, look, when you draw close to the God, when you acquaint yourself with the Almighty, you know, when you seek him and when you order your way aright with the Lord and so forth, you know, then there are many blessings that he begins to bring. You know, thou shalt make thy prayer unto him and he will hear you. Hallelujah. Thou shalt also decree a thing and it shall be established unto thee. And the light shall shine upon your ways. That's at Job 22 and verse 28. Now, and verse 29, I love this part. You know, and I think all through my life, God has privileged me, you know, to see this verse walking in my life. You know, because when men are cast down, thou shalt say unto them, there is a lifting up. Hallelujah. And I want to say unto you this morning that there is a lifting up for you. I don't care, the devil and so forth like that cut down some things, you know, the tree looks like it's dying and so forth, looks like it's rotting, but God is bringing the scent of water. Hallelujah. He's bringing the scent of water to your life. You know, and, the one thing about the Lord is this, you know, The Lord never, you know, any time throughout the scriptures, search the scriptures. You know, it didn't matter whether it was the man that was 38 years, you know, in that condition, I was waiting for the pool to be stirred up. It didn't matter whether it was the man that was 40 years born from the blind from the womb. It didn't matter. It didn't matter what condition they were, how they got there. Jesus never asked them any questions. Amen. You know, he didn't ask them, well, how do you get there? How do you get to be like this? Was it because, you know, you didn't take care of this or that and so forth? You know, Jesus didn't care about any of those things. He healed them first. Amen. And then afterward told them, go and sin no more. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So it doesn't matter how you got there or why you got there. You know, I mean, some people try to use psychology and tell you all of these things and so forth. You know, I don't believe in any of that. I believe in the mercies of God. Hallelujah. You know, God, yeah, sure. You know, if you use wisdom and so forth, you would have escaped a lot of problems. But regardless of where you are right now or how you got there, as long as you can call unto His mercy. Hallelujah. That is one prayer that God can never turn back. You know, He said, look, you know, in Luke chapter 18 and so forth, He told them the parable. He said, look, He told the parable because of some people that, you know, trusted in themselves that they were righteous and despised others. So two men went to pray. One of them, you know, he said, look, I'm the elect, I'm this and that and so forth like that. You know, I fast and I do all of these things and so on. And he did all that, you know. Well, his prayer went nowhere. But there was one man. In fact, they called him a publican, they called him a sinner, they called him everything. He was a reject, you know. But he went down on his knees and he couldn't even lift up his head. He just smote upon his prayer and said, oh God, have mercy upon me. Hallelujah. And Jesus said, this man went home justified. You know, and I don't, you know, it doesn't matter whether you are the prodigal son. You know, he went away, he squandered his life. He went in riotous living and so forth. But one day, when he came to himself, you know, and then, you know, God didn't say, well, you know, you should have not done that and so forth. No, you know, when you come to yourself finally, and you get a hold of God, you know, if you can do that this morning, it doesn't matter how you got there. It doesn't matter whether the devil cheap shot you. It doesn't matter whether it is a mistake that you made. It doesn't matter whether you're a victim of circumstances. It doesn't matter how you are there. If you reach out to God, hallelujah, praise God. And I was praying last night, and the Holy Ghost said, you know, I got my hands out, you know, and see my hands. He said, see my hands. And see the holes. So feel my hands, and I got it right here, you know. And I say, Lord, let that blood drip again. My goodness, you know. One time, He did it for us. But any time that you can reach out, His hands are still out. In fact, He told one of the disciples that didn't believe that He rose from the dead. He said, look, I got my hands out. You feel it right here, you know, and so on. You know, this morning, the Lord's got His hands out. Praise God. God always takes the first step towards you. Because He's already done that. He went to the cross. And now He's still out. You know, His hands are out. Praise God. And all you got to do is take His hands. Hallelujah. And through the scent of water, something good is going to happen to you. Praise God. There's a song we used to sing. It says, something good is coming my way because Jesus of Nazareth is passing my way. Hallelujah. Something good is going to happen to you. I love the way that this man put it. You know, he was one of the prophets. He, you know, he's called Habakkuk. And he put it like this in Habakkuk chapter 3, verses 17 and 19. He said, look, I don't care what is going on. Though the fig tree does not blossom. Hallelujah. I mean, this man was bankrupt. You want to talk about being bankrupt? You know, he lost everything and so forth like that. He looked around him. There was nothing going. Had nothing going and so forth. Although the fig tree shall not blossom. Neither shall there be, you know, fruit in the vines. The labor of the olive shall fail, and the fields shall yield no meat. The flock shall be cut off from the vine, and all of these things and so forth. And you can put anything else in there, anything else that you can put in there that the devil can do against you or whatever. Hallelujah. Although the enemy tries to steal my joy, although he tries to do this and bring me tears in the night and so forth, and I, you know, and all of these things, and I look for the promise of what God promised me concerning my children, and I don't see it just yet, or whatever it is and so forth like that. Whatever the case may be, this man said, yet will I rejoice in the Lord. Now that is the thing that puts the final nail on the devil's coffin. Hallelujah. When he can take his best shot. And you say, yet will I rejoice in the Lord. And I will rejoice and be glad in the Lord my Savior. Hallelujah. Oh yes, he said, I will joy in the God of my salvation. The Lord God is my strength. He will make my feet like hinds feet. Hallelujah. And he's going to make me walk upon my high places. Praise God. You know, I'm not going to walk upon low places where I may be cut down right now, but I will arise. Blessed be the name of the Lord Jesus. Give the Lord a hand clap if you believe that there this morning. Thank you, Jesus. Praise God. You know, so no matter what is cut down in your life, no matter what the enemy has cut down, that tree that looks like it's dying, you know, the hours of the night where you feel like the owl and the pelican and so forth like that, where you feel like nothing is going for you, and even when you come to church, others are rejoicing, but you have that pain and so forth like that, you know, because you remember your tears in the night. Well, you know, here's what I want to say to you this morning. The Lord has seen it all.
Amen.
Amen. And the Lord is bringing a time of refreshing for you. Just for you. Hallelujah. Praise God. Listen to what the psalmist, you know, said here in Psalm 102. Some of you may feel like this in Psalm 102. He said in verse 3, my days are consumed like smoke, and my bones are burned as an herb. My heart is smitten, you know, and withered like the grass, so that I even forget to eat my bread. You know, there's all kinds of things happen to you. You lose your appetite. You can't even think about that, and so on. You know, by reason of the voice of my groaning in the night, my bones cleave to my skin. I'm like a pelican in the wilderness, like an owl, and so forth like that, of the desert. You know, I mean, you feel lonely. There's nobody, you don't feel like there's anybody around you. You know, you feel like you're all alone in this world because of all the things that you are going on. You feel like an owl in the desert. And then, you know, when, you know, everybody's, you know, and even when you are in church, you still feel lonely because you see others rejoicing, but your heart is full of sorrow because of some of the challenges that you face through. Well, you know, let me say to you here this morning, there's scent of water. Hallelujah. That even the things that are cut down in your life, there is hope this morning. That through the scent of water, they will be raised up again, just like the tree. Blessed be the name of Jesus. He said, look, I watch, and I'm like a sparrow alone upon the housetop, you know, lonely and so forth. You feel all alone, you know, but he said, I will never leave you, and I will never forsake you. He said, look, I've eaten ashes like bread, verse 9, you know, and my meat, my drink is mingled with weeping. You know, and all of these things, you know, and all these things happen to me. Verse 11, my days are like a shadow that declineth. You know, I am withered like the grass. And, you know, you do all of these things and so forth. But now, listen to what he said. But thou, O Lord, shall endure forever. And even thy remembrance unto all generations. Hallelujah. And it is time for you, you know, to praise the name of the Lord. Even when you are going through all of these things, he said, thou shalt arise and have mercy upon Zion. For the time to favor her. Yea, the set time is now, and it is come. Blessed be the name of the Lord Jesus. Yes, give the Lord a hand clap for that. Thank you, Jesus. Go ahead, give the Lord, everybody, give the Lord a hand clap. Because it is time for the Lord to favor you. Blessed be the name of the Lord Jesus. Listen to what he said in verse 16. When the Lord shall build up Zion. Hallelujah. The things that are cut down, he is going to build it up again. Praise God. Oh, then he shall appear in his glory. Now, this shall be written for the generation to come. Hallelujah. Praise God. Even in verse 17, he said, he will regard the prayer of the destitute, and he will not despise their prayer. You know, so if you think that you are destitute and so forth, the Lord will not despise your prayer. This shall be written for the generation to come and for the people that shall be created. They shall praise the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of Jesus. Listen to what the Lord says as we close this in Amos chapter 9 and verse 11. He said, in that day, hallelujah, I will raise up not only the tabernacle of David that is falling, but the things that are cut down in your life, I will raise them up again. Praise the name of the Lord Jesus. And I will close the breaches thereof. And I will raise up the ruins The things that look like they have been destroyed, I will raise them up again. And I will build it as in the days of old. Blessed be the name of the Lord Jesus. I will raise up that which is like ruins in your life. I will bring the scent of water over that dead tree in your life. Blessed be the name of Jesus. Now listen to this in Romans chapter 4 and verse 17. And let's see how the power of God can do that. And I'm going to speak something to you this morning that God wants me to say. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of Jesus. Romans chapter 4 and verse 17. He says, even God who quickeneth the dead and calleth those things which are not as though they were. God can take things that are died and bring them back again. Praise God. The things that are cut down in your life, even Jesus said in John chapter 12 and verse 24, he said, except a corn of wheat fall into the ground and die, it abided alone. But when he died, it will spring forth again. Hallelujah, somebody. When he dies, it will spring forth again. Praise God. And the things that the enemy thinks he has cut down in your life, you know, it is so that it may die and it will spring forth again. Hallelujah. And that which looks like it's dead now, through the scent of water, it shall spring forth again in the name of Jesus. Blessed be the name of the Lord. I will read this promise unto you, and I will now declare unto you the word of God after I read this. Ezekiel. And this is part of the word of God that I want to declare to you this morning. Ezekiel chapter 12. And I'm going to ask us to stand to our feet. Everybody, if you would please. Stand to your feet here this morning. I'm going to declare the word of God unto you this morning. The things in your life that the enemy, you know, has stolen, and the promises of God in your life, you know, that look like they are withheld and they are withdrawn, and you've cried night and day, and it looks like, you know, nothing is happening. Well, you know, I've got good news. Good news for you here this morning. Praise God. I'm going to read to you Ezekiel chapter 12 and verses 25 and 28. Blessed be the name of Jesus. For I am the Lord, he said, and I will speak. And he has spoken here this morning. And the word that I shall speak shall come to pass. Can you say amen?
Amen.
It shall no longer be prolonged.
Amen.
And this is Ezekiel chapter 12 and verse 25. Hallelujah. And then again he said unto them in verse 28, therefore say unto them, thus saith the Lord God, there shall none of my words be prolonged anymore.
Amen.
But the word which I have spoken concerning you shall be done, saith the Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah. And that is the word that the Lord wants me to speak to you this morning that shall be done. Is that there is a time, and now is, that the Lord has commanded a scent of water. Praise God. He has commanded the scent of water upon the things that are cut down in your life. Praise God. The sorrow, the pain, the grieving, the night, the hours of crying and so forth like that. They are coming. There is a season of refreshing that is coming. Hallelujah. And if you just hold on now, praise God. Just hold on. There is coming the scent of water that will bring a refreshing. I want you to lift your hands. Everybody that is in here. And I am going to declare the word of God unto every one of you in here this morning. Hallelujah. Praise God. And if you feel like, you know, you are like a pelican, you feel that you are like an owl, you know, in the desert, you feel that you have gone to the house of God, you know, and in the midst of joy and rejoicing, but there's pain and sorrow in your heart, God wants me to tell you this morning that there is coming, and now is the scent of water. There is coming a refreshing for you. Praise God. And the things that the enemy cut down in your life, the Bible says we are not, you know, we are, you know, buffeted on every side, but we are not cast down. And even when the enemy knocks us down, yet we are not destroyed. Blessed be the name of Jesus. And he said, look, when the enemy knocks me down, he said, I will arise. And when I'm sitting in darkness, the Lord will be a light unto me. I want you quickly. I want you to come, and I'm going to pray for you. Praise God. And I'm going to speak prophetically a word into your life this morning. Hallelujah. I am going to declare something that will, you know, something that God is going to do in your life. You know, now a miracle happens when God steps, you know, into the natural order of things. You know, when he takes away things from their natural course. You know, now some of you are headed, you are headed in a collision for trouble. But there is something this morning that God's going to do for you. He's going to turn all of that around. Hallelujah, somebody. You know, some of you, your life is chaotic. You know, it just seems like you are in one problem and you are in another problem and so forth like that. Well, there is a time of refreshing that God will bring this morning. I want those of you who are here, I want you to come a little closer. And especially if you have this pain in your heart, you come to the house of God, you want to rejoice, but you really can't because you have the pain and your hours and your bones during the day cleave onto your skin and so forth because you are crying. You're praying, Lord, why is this happening and so forth like that? Well, I tell you in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, there is nothing, there is no temptation that you have seen. There is nothing that is happening to you right now that is new or is not common to man. But God already knows that you are going through and he has provided a way of escape. And there is a way of escape, but you must lift up your head. The way for you to escape is don't put your head down. Lift up your head and look for his deliverance. Hallelujah. Praise God. Now those things that are cast down in your life, I want to declare the word of God unto you this morning. There is a lifting up. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. I want to declare that there is a lifting up in your life this morning. Now I want you to lift up your hands here this morning. And I want you to say, Lord, I receive the favor of life. That's right. I want you to receive that favor of life. Because the Bible says, even though sorrow may endure for a night, but joy is coming in the morning, and in his favor is life. Hallelujah. Lord Jesus, the things that are cast down in the life of your people, you told me that there is coming the scent of water. And I pray in the name of Jesus, I declare that scent of water, the refreshing, hallelujah, through the word they have heard this morning, Lord, revive the hope in them. Revive their spirit again. Revive their spirit again, Lord. Revive their spirit again, Lord. Those who are cast down, let there be a lifting up in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Those that are sitting in darkness, let there be a light that will shine upon your ways in Jesus' mighty name. The things that are cut down in your life when you are so close and looks like so far, and every time you get this close, you almost feel it and you can almost taste it, but the enemy, he gets in there and he steals your victory. Well, no more. Amen. Hallelujah, somebody. Hallelujah. No more. Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Because my words shall no longer be prolonged.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
But that which I have spoken, I also will perform it, saith the Lord.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. And I want you to just lift up your hands and bless the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. And I'm going to say something to you today to glorify the name of the Lord. I'm going to speak about the Lord this way, which is the same way that the Lord spoke about himself. The Lord declared his own name. He declared himself. He said, I am the Lord, the great God. The great God, merciful and abundant in goodness and truth, keeping mercy for thousands. Hallelujah. And showing the favor of life to many generations. Hallelujah. And Nebuchadnezzar finally, he said at the end of his day, he said, I bless and extol the God of heaven, all whose works are done in truth. His dominion is an everlasting dominion. Oh, and he said, his kingdom is one that shall never end. I say, and he dwells whatever he will, even in the armies of heaven. He said, and no man can stay his hand, or can anybody say to him, what doest thou? Now, this is the thing that the Lord will do for his people. Hallelujah. The Lord will give you beauty for ashes.
Yeah.
The Lord will take even the garments of heaven, the burden of heaviness off of your mind, and he will give you the garment of praise.
Yeah.
And say, how is he going to do? Don't worry about that.
Yeah.
That's not your business. That's his department. You just believe his word. Hallelujah. The way that you prosper is believe the prophets. The Bible said, believe the Lord your God, and so shall you be established. Believe also his prophets or his messengers, and so shall you prosper. The way for you to prosper is for you to believe the word.
Hallelujah.
Believe the word that we declare to you this morning, that the Lord is going to lift that burden from you in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. He will supernaturally, he will take that burden away from you.
Amen.
Hallelujah. He will take it away.
Amen.
He will give you a garment of praise.
Amen.
Instead of that spirit of heaviness. happiness. He will give you the oil of joy instead of the mourning. He will turn your mourning into dancing. Hallelujah, somebody. God is the only one that has the ability not only to make such promises, but He has the capacity to keep those promises. Hallelujah. Put your hands together for the Lord Jesus Christ. There is nobody else that can make you such a promise. But God not only can make the promise, He can also keep those promises. Because He's got the capacity to do it. Blessed be the name of the Lord Jesus. His shoulders are broad enough. Raise up on the scale of a Sundari Makaya. I am the Lord. And I have spoken. But yet, some of you doubt in here this morning. Behold, saith the Lord, the word that I have spoken, shall I also not quicken it? Shall I not watch over it? The pain that is in your heart, the sorrow that is in your soul, have I not borne your grief, saith the Lord? Was I not wounded even for these things on your behalf? I am the Lord, cast upon me even your burdens, and I will lighten even the heaviness of your heart. Give the Lord a hand clap in here this morning. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, I thank you for those that heard your words this morning. And I want to speak life into those things that are dying. The Bible says the Spirit of the Lord is upon Jesus Christ. And even a smoking flax, He will not quench. You know, the thing that's ready to die, He will not let it die. He's going to resurrect it. Praise God. God, He has a way of doing that. Now the things that are ready to give up in your life, let there come the Spirit of the Lord this morning. Hallelujah. Nobody like Him. There is nobody like that Holy Ghost. Nobody can do the things that He can do. Even when the world was in chaos in the beginning, when everything was topsy-turvy, you know, the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the deeps. You know, God specializes, the Holy Ghost specializes in bringing calmness and order out of chaos. The things that are chaotic in your life, that the enemy, one day you're happy, the next day, boom, your face is on the ground. You know, God has the ability through the Holy Ghost to bring stability in your life. Can you say praise the name of Jesus? Lord Jesus, let the Holy Ghost move again. Let Him move upon the face of the deeps. The deep places in their hearts, Lord. The places where their soul goes in the night when they are crying. The places where the burden of their heart and so forth, you know, that just makes them feel weak and they even forget to eat their bread. Let the Holy Ghost move again upon those places. In the name of the Lord Jesus, move for your people, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And the Lord wants me to tell you that He has already done it. So you can put your hands together and praise Him. Thank you, Jesus. Praise Him. He said, let the people praise Thee, O Lord. Let the people praise Thee. Hallelujah. He said, I will yet praise Him for the help of His countenance. Hallelujah. Let the people praise Him this morning. Come on, put your hands together. Praise the Lord in here this morning. Praise the name of the Lord here this morning. Praise the name of the Lord here this morning. Praise the name of the Lord here this morning. And we restore, saith the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, we love you. We thank you. Because, Lord, even though the enemy up till today thought that he would just, you know, take away our joy, but you have brought through the scent of water. You have brought a refreshing. You have brought a reviving. You have brought a lifting up again. Hallelujah. And the Bible says, the Lord is my glory and I lift that up of my head. Even when you find it difficult to do it yourself, He will help you. Hallelujah. And He will lift up your head for you. Hallelujah. Thank you. Just wave your hands as we bless the name of the Lord one more time. Bless His name one more time. Hallelujah. Now, Lord, I pray that you watch over this word in every life. The word that we have spoken here this morning, that you said, have I not done it? Have I not borne your grief? Have I not carried away all of these things? Lord Jesus, watch over this word in their lives, oh God. Hallelujah. Bring, oh God, the scent of water again in their lives. For the areas, things you have cast down, whether it's on your job, whether it's in your finances, whether it's in your family, your relation, your children, whatever it is, whether it's your schooling, anything it is, Lord, we thank you because today, Lord, there is a change. Amen. Hallelujah. There is a change coming for the tree that is rotting. It is coming now because the scent of water is coming. Hallelujah. And has come to spread over it. Blessed be the name of the Lord Jesus. Father, we give you the praise of God. praise Him here this morning. We thank You and give You the glory because Your people are refreshed. Give everybody a hand clap. Thank You, Jesus. Blessed be the name of Jesus. Blessed be the name of Jesus. Come on, put your hands together. You can do better than that. Give a Lord of praise. Hallelujah. Give a Lord of praise. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Never mind in your mind and say, well, how is the Lord going to do it? Don't worry about that. He will do what He said He will do. Praise God. Hallelujah. What God wants, you know, is for the people to believe Him, you know, and He will do exactly what He has promised. I want to invite the praise team up here. Let's close this thing out with a rally. Praise God. Hallelujah. I want everybody to stay right here. Stay right here. Don't go yet. Just stay right here. You know, let's just rally a little bit and praise the name of the Lord. Put your hands together once again for the Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Let's sing again. All the glory belongs to Jesus. All the glory belongs to Jesus. And let's praise the name of the Lord. All over this place, let's give the Lord the glory.